I'm Steve Ashley, and welcome to Hot Pipes. For the next half hour, I'll be playing some music that was popular in 1954, played on the King of Instruments, the theatre pipe organ. To open, this is a song that launched the career of the Cordettes worldwide, Mr. Sandman. Mr. Sandman, composed by Pat Ballard in 1954, played by Vic Hammett on the Wurlitzer in the town hall of Moorabbin, a suburb of Melbourne, Australia, from an LP released back in 1972. One of the first American organ LPs that I bought was by Eddie Weaver, featuring the Wurlitzer in the 5,000-seat Mosque Civic Centre of Richmond, Virginia, formerly the Acker Temple. The album was taped during a theatre restoration when it had been stripped of its furnishings, adding to the already lush rolling sound. And Doris Day's Secret Love, the number one selling single of 1954, was a perfect choice to show off that glorious Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
Secret Love, composed in 1953 by Paul Francis Webster and Sammy Fain, and introduced in the film Calamity Jane. One of the big stage show successes of 1954 was The Pajama Game, with most of the music being supplied by Jerry Ross and Richard Adler. The original Broadway production ran for 1,063 performances, and its London production in 1955 added 588 more. Terry Charles recorded this arrangement of one of the show's enduring hits, Hernando's Hideaway, on the Wurlitzer of the former Brooklyn Paramount. There's good news about the Brooklyn Paramount Theatre, which in 1962 was converted into a gymnasium by the Long Island University, fortunately leaving the Wurlitzer in situ. The theatre is currently being restored as a performing arts venue, keeping much of the original rap and rap architectural details. Another of the great songs from The Pajama Game is Hey There, which in 1954 was a big seller for both Rosemary Clooney and Sammy Davis Jr. This is a rare Wicks organ originally from the Abundant Life Building in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which, in 1970, when Kay Maccabee recorded this track, was installed in the Robert Wheeler residence in Lockport, Illinois. Okay, Maccabee, and another Richard Adler and Jerry Ross hit from The Pajama Game, Hey There. The 1954 film Young at Heart, starring Frank Sinatra, Doris Day and Gig Young, mainly features a lineup of music from the past, all of it uncredited. The title theme, though, composed for the film by Carolyn Lee and Johnny Richards, turned out to be the only enduring original song, and it would appear that nobody challenged Sinatra's hit with a cover version. Don Baker taped this lilting arrangement on the Alabama Theatre Wurlitzer in Birmingham for an album release by Concert Recording. Don Baker, the glorious Alabama Wurlitzer, and Young at Heart, and I can tell you that the organ sounds even better in person. I'm hoping it will be on the roster in the 2020 American Theatre Organ Society Convention. In the overall chart ratings for 1954, Teach Me Tonight comes in at 42 and 64, with singles by the DeCastro Sisters and Dinah Washington. But the song, composed by Sammy Kahn and Gene DePaul the year earlier, has outlasted some of those in the top 10. I'm rather partial to this Wurlitzer arrangement from Dan Bellamy with M.B. Gordy on drums. ¶¶ The Wurlitzer in the residence of the late Robert Truesdale in Santa Ana, California, and Teach Me Tonight from a Dan Bellamy CD released in 1986. The music for Granada was composed in Mexico in 1932 by Agustin Lara. At some point, Australian songwriter Dorothy Dodd added the best-known English lyrics, and in 1954, Frankie Lane had a pretty solid hit with the song on both sides of the Atlantic. It's a favourite of theatre organists, so much so I have some 70 versions in my track library, and I'm sure they won't be the last. This is Phil Kelsall's take on the music, released on a 2002 CD. Phil Kelsall and the Tower Ballroom Wurlitzer close today's show. I'm halfway through my journey through the 1950s. Next week I'll be playing some of the music that people were humming back in 1955. Hope you'll join me at the same time on this station for another selection of hits played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. For now though, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.